450 WDEV AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. Talking with me now is my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans. Well, they're not, I used to say also at Swanton Lumber. No, they're just Sticks and Stuff everywhere now. Sticks and Stuff everywhere. They're also in Rouse's Point, New York also. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. At my house right now is trying to decide whether it wants to snow or rain. So right now it's doing a little bit of both. But other than that, I'm doing great.
Well, with that, I'm sure some people are going to need some ice melt. It's going to be wet tonight, and then it might freeze overnight.
Yeah, so definitely we have plenty of ice melt in stock, regular rock salt and things like that, and then shovels. And this is some of that snow that's going to be really, really heavy. So if you do have to shovel it, just take some breaks in between for your health. Other than that, we've been really busy in the plumbing aisle. Like a lot of people are redoing their kitchens and their bathrooms. I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Moen, one of our partners. So we have a ton of different styles of bathroom vanity sinks and kitchen sinks. We just got some newer ones in. One of my favorites is called the Nori, which is a matte black finished kitchen sink. And the actual part, you can pull the sprayer head out, and then it'll retract and go back in by itself. So you can do different selective sprays. And it's a really modern, cool design where it actually looks like a big spring, so you can move it out of your way. So a lot of cool things in that. It seems like a lot of people are doing that, whether it's grab bars or new poles for their cabinets. So a lot of little winter projects going on. Of course, old Poxitani Phil saw his shadow, so I'm told we have six more weeks of winter, so people will probably be getting a lot more of those little projects done.
I never really liked this thing because guess what? There's 6 weeks of winter left anyways.
That's true, and I did see something on the news that said that it's good that that is his one job. He couldn't be a very good weatherman because they said his accuracy over the last 20 years has actually been below 30%, so he may want to look for a side gig.
Maybe he can become an independent contractor and work, or become a contractor rather, and look for things over at Sticks and Stuff locations. Any fun knickknack? I'm in the mood for, I told you I've been undertaking projects, and my next thing is I bought a grill, so I got to put the grill together. That one I hope should be fairly easy. But beyond that, what's like a fun project I can pick up, and what do you have for me?
Well, I mean, if you're looking for fun little knickknacks, we do sell like smoking pellets all year round, and I know they make some little adapter boxes for all different kinds of stoves. So even if you don't have a grill that's a smoker, you can get a separate box that actually holds the smoking pellets, and then you could test your hand at maybe, I don't know, making some smoked turkey legs or something for Super Bowl weekend.
That's interesting. How's your Super Bowl party going to be?
Good, relatively low-key. It'll be my two sons, one of their girlfriends, my parents, obviously my wife and myself. You know, we're going to support some local pizza places, get some boneless wings. I did buy a couple squares at work, so we'll see if my numbers line up and I take home any big prizes. But other than that, I'm hoping that Kansas City loses. I got to be honest.
You're hoping
they go for the three-peat.
Just Chiefs fatigue or what?
It deep down, it's a Saquon Barkley thing. I'm a lifelong Giants fan. We've had a rough stretch, and he's probably as close to a Giant as I have in the game. So I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley running the ball down their throat for the win.
Well, it's at least you're not rooting against him like other Giants fans are.
Yeah, no, he's as close as I've got right now.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and over at Swanton Lumber. Oh, I keep saying that. It's just Sticks and Stuff in Swanton now. And they're also in Rouse's Point, New York. Kyle, be well, my friend.
All right, everybody. Take care.
All right.